Morning Ireland, it's 8 minutes to eight and Gail Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. Lidl Ireland is planning a €600 million investment in 35 new stores and a new regional distribution centre over the next 5 years. Last year, the retailer procured more than €1.67 billion worth of goods and services from Irish businesses in 2024, an increase of €41 million on 2023. That's according to its latest supplier and business partner impact report. So joining us now in studio is Robert Ryan, CEO of Lidl Ireland and Northern Ireland. Robert, you're planning a big investment. €600 million, 35 new stores. How many are due to open this year? Where are they? And how many jobs are we looking at?
So, yeah, this latest announcement allows us to really reinforce our expansion plans, which we have for this year. We will open about 12 stores over the course of the next 12 months. They're nationwide, opening in local communities and towns across the country. So we'll open in Carndonagh in Donegal. We'll open a store in Moycullen in County Galway. We'll open a second store in Wexford Town. We'll open a store in Ballybock in the north inner city Dublin. And we're also delighted this morning in about 10 minutes' time to be opening a new store in Enfield in County Meath. So all of that continues to rubber stamp our investment in Ireland. Each of these can have construction jobs associated with them, of course, and we employ about 35 to 40 people in each of the stores as well.
So looking at the report, Lidl procured €1.2 billion worth of goods from the Irish agri-food sector last year, up €89 million or 7% on the previous year. How was this growth achieved and are you expecting to increase it again this year?
Yeah, so as we open new stores, we continue to invest in our Irish supply base. So that €1.2 billion is really across our 400 Irish suppliers, which we have. We've had very close partnerships with our suppliers over the last 20-odd years in Ireland. One of those, for example, would be Liffey Meats, where we've really grown together over the years. They're based up in Ballyjames Duff in County Cavan. They supply all of our Bord Bia Assured Irish beef products. And we've also been able to help them export, so through our network of stores across Europe that we have, and we've exported over €360 million worth of Irish produce in association with Bord Bia. So it's fantastic to see those products on the shelf of Lidl stores in Paris or London or Zagreb, wherever you may go. We also work with smaller Irish suppliers. So through our Kickstart programme, we have such a great agri-food business in Ireland, and we're delighted to be able to support that. So where we have small products, small suppliers, we bring them in to our Supplier Academy and help them grow and get on our shelf.
So consumer prices are still high across the board. In the 12-month period to November, there were increases in products like butter, potatoes, full-fat milk. Are we likely to see any price reductions this year, better value for shoppers?
Well, our commitment to our customer is that we won't be beaten on price, and we're continuing to look at ways as to how we can bring prices down. We're hopefully over the worst of the inflationary pressures. We've done a lot in Lidl to safeguard our customers against that. So, for example, we own the most solar panels in the country. That's in line with the energy crisis that we've had. We've also seen a shift in trends. The move towards private label has been significant in the last number of years. Before we entered the market, private label was about 5%. It's now up at 50%. And that's down to the fact that we've developed that and customers have bought into it. I think now people have grow up with Crownfield cornflakes on the table or Fallon's tea. And that's been a big shift in trend over the last number of years. We've also seen the shift to premium private labels. So our deluxe range of products, for example, is a good example of how people can trade into a category and at a more affordable price.
And looking at export opportunities for Irish suppliers, more than €360 million was exported internationally through Lidl's network of stores, an increase of almost 5% again. Are you looking to grow this again in 2025?
Of course, we work with small suppliers, so I wouldn't want to scare anyone away. You don't have to export, no matter how big or small you are. You can work with us. We work with you to get on our shelves. But we do have that international opportunity as well, yes.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Robert Ryan, CEO of Lidl Ireland and Northern Ireland. We'll have more business news in the next hour.